come on, come on, come on.
We were talking earlier in the show about taking our daughter to college, and it came up, well, Rosie, what was it like when you went to college? My mama made me a peanut butter jelly sandwich. My dad filled up the car, and they just waved me goodbye out the driveway. Adios, baby.
So that's why it took you 3 months to get to college?
That's all they saw was my tailpipe, baby. I took that peanut butter jelly sandwich. I took that Jeep CJ5 with a Buick V8 in it, big old balloon tires, and I headed to San Diego, up Highway 1 all the way to Vancouver, over to Jasper and Banff and down through the Tetons, and I finally landed in Fort Collins.
A scenic route.
Oh, man. Let's get to Chris in PV. I don't know if that's Prescott Valley or Paradise Valley. Good morning, Chris.
Rosie and Romy, how are you guys doing this morning?
Super fantabulous.
Great. Paradise Valley.
Paradise Valley, okay.
We have City of Phoenix water here.
Yes, you do.
And I'm going to exaggerate a little bit, but we have a dilemma. In the morning, if I keep my pressure regulator down at around 50, 55, I have to decide whether I'm going to water my grass and plants or take a nice shower. So I have it cranked up to 80.
Okay.
That solved the problem, but I'm wondering if I'm creating another problem.
Well, you could be. Most plumbing fixture manufacturing companies void warranty after 65 PSI. Do you have any water hammering going on in the house at all?
No water hammering.
Okay.
It's 1-inch supply and it's all under slab.
Now, Chris, in Paradise Valley, are you wrapped around to the east side of Mummy Mountain?
No, I'm on the north side.
On the north side of Mummy Mountain? How far north? Like around Mojave, Mockingbird?
North, like up closer to Shea.
Okay, so you're kind of out in the flats then?
Correct.
Interesting. Okay. Because Paradise Valley has a lot of pockets of water pressure problem.
Yeah, when I've talked to the City of Phoenix, I say, in the morning when everyone's using their water, the pressure's down around 65, and then the afternoon and evenings it's up to 80 again. And they said, no, that doesn't happen. I said, well, come on out anytime.
The only other way you could solve it, Chris, is, you know, sometimes when we're rural and we're on a well, we actually have a power pressure tank that we mount to the property. And you could actually install a pressure tank next to your hot water heater. And then everything in your house could be managed to a set pressure of about 60, 65 PSI, and that pressure tank would hold it constant 24 hours a day, regardless of what the city is delivering to you. Paradise Valley is very peculiar. We were retained to build a home on the northeast side of Mummy Mountain, and it was back when City of Phoenix wasn't servicing the water line high enough, and the lines were old enough that the fire department wasn't going to give us a building permit for this house.
Because they couldn't pump enough water up in the event a fire happened.
So I went and met with the fire marshal. I said, well, I tell you what, fire marshal, how about if I put in my own fire hydrant? And there'll be a plug on this 45,000-gallon swimming pool that the fire department will have a key to. And anytime you need service to this house that we're going to bill for my client's permit, you'll have all the water pressure you need to put the fire in. So we connected the fire hydrant to the family's swimming pool and put a fire department key in the drain to the pool. It'll drain the pool in about 7.5 minutes. There's always more than one way to skin a cat.
That brings up an interesting question. How many gallons of water? Do they have an estimate on how many gallons of water they need to put out average 40, home.
45,000 gallons is enough to put out a little brush fire, that's for sure. They were happy with that solution. Okay. So
interesting.
I didn't, once they said they would issue it, because then City of Phoenix, City of Paradise Valley, then came through and replaced all the water lines later and solved a lot of those problems. So anyway.
You can get our article at rosieonthehouse.com. There's more information there about becoming a contractor. It's going to be an industry. It's not already. It's just going to, in 20 years, with the way we've taken shop and teaching trades out of our society, it's going to be in demand. If you are looking for a great future, there's not going to be any shortage of work in the trade industry.
You like working with your hands. You like working outside. You like creating things. Boy, we need you. And all the good contracting companies in Arizona do. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com. We're looking for good people all the time. Hey, next week, y'all stay tuned, because we're going to be talking about those of you in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s homes. What is it in each one of those decades that you should be considering upgrading in your house right now? Hey, if y'all had a great time this 4 hours, we would only ask you to do one thing. Pay it forward. Find somebody that needs to be cheered up a little bit and cheer them up. Don't get scared. We'll be back next Saturday morning.